Well, good morning, everybody. I shared with those kids, but I was just thanking the Lord as I was sitting there that I was raised in a family that we went to Mass. I probably have missed, I only know of one Sunday Mass my whole life. And I have so many memories of when I was a kid, waking up early on Sundays. I was so mad at my dad, making me shovel that driveway, and everybody else got to stay home. And there were memories. I have memories of, I think our family was one of the only families that would make it to church when there was a lot of snow. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that my parents raised me that way. Taught me a lot of things, that God could count on me. And so anyway, joy to be here. I was thinking about this priest. I was listening the other day to a priest who was talking about the nightly exam, which is a good practice for all of us to have. At the end of the day, it's the nightly exam where you pray with the Lord and you say, and you kind of look back at, you examine your day and your life with God in the day and so forth. And of course, St. Ignatius of Loyola is the one that God used to share this beautiful gift of prayer with the church. And this priest was summarizing it, because it's kind of long, his whole thing. And he said, this is the nutshell. At the end of the day with God, just say, where was it I, and where was it we, like me and Jesus? Like, where in the course of my day did I try to solve this problem on my own? Or did I try to fight this temptation on my own, or cook up a plan on my own, or carry a cross on my own, or handle some family or work dynamic relationship on my own? Where did I try to grieve on my own? And where did I try to, like, help somebody even, like, on my own? And what we find is that when I'm trying to do it all by myself, it's so heavy. But when it's me and Jesus doing all these things, it doesn't take the difficulty always away, but you're strong. You're strong in the Lord. The first reading today from Jeremiah was so good. It started out by, cursed is the one who counts on himself. But then it keeps going, and he says, but blessed is the man who trusts and hopes in the Lord. In other words, cursed is the one who tries to do life by himself. Blessed is the one who does it with the Lord. And in our gospel, Jesus, he shared these beatitudes. And in our poverties, in our hungers, in our weepings, in our being insulted and denounced and sometimes persecuted, in all of these poverties and hungers and weepings and all these things, when we bear it with Jesus, it becomes so much lighter and doable. I was reading this from St. Jose Maria Escriva. He says, at the very moment when everything seems to be collapsing before your eyes, you realize when you consult with the Lord that the opposite is the case. As Psalm 42 verse 2 says, for you, Lord, are my strength. In the midst of our frailty, in whatever form our weakness presents itself today, we take our stand together with God in an indestructible firmness. Isn't that beautiful? That an indestructible firmness, when it's we, me and Jesus, it's, everything may be collapsing, but it's like, I'm okay because I have Jesus. And this is the year, you might have heard of how Pope Francis has announced this year is the year of hope. And we'll be doing more with it as the year goes by, both locally and as a larger church. But our hope is in Jesus. Our hope is in him. Because he's the only one that is even, as our second reading said, bigger than death. That Jesus is even bigger than that. Greatest force that was unleashed upon us by original sin. But that our Jesus is even bigger and stronger than that. And what a hope we have when we come across poverties and hungers and weepings and being insulted and persecuted. And when we have our problems and dilemmas and dramas of life that do happen for everyone. When we face it all with our blessed Jesus, it becomes light. And this is the thing. It's because of the Eucharist. It's because of our blessed Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament, whom we receive at Holy Mass, and who receives us so that we can truly be in partnership in life with the Lord. So that it isn't just up to me. It's up to us. And he does 99.9% of everything. And our participation in the Eucharist, our faithful participation in the Eucharist, which Jesus went to the cross to give us, it means that we will have a blessed life on earth and an eternal beatitude in heaven. And so I just would commend that practice to you all as part of your nightly prayer. When was it I and when was it we? And the more we do that, the more we do everything. Even the little things, wiping the dishes, cooking the food, driving our cars, we do it all with Jesus. And it's not a platitude to say it, it's the most real thing in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.